Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right. Well, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am so glad that you are here, you industrial animal who is driven to be the best they possibly can to ensure that, the future is bright. Love the industrial space. You know what I get to do? I get to talk to you, that industrial person. I'm so honored. I'm living a dream, by the way. This week, we got another young gun. His name is Robert Poche. He's big into reliability with Jacobs. And I got to tell you, man, I really enjoyed that interview. This was with Reliability Web, IMC Conference 2017. So let's get this program going and shut down and technology, turning down music and all that fun stuff. Hey, thank you very much. I know your time is very special, and I know that we got to get rolling. But I, once again, enjoy the fact that you get to join the Industrial Talk Podcast, and I get to talk to great people. So anyway, they make me look good, and I'm so honored. So nonetheless, with that said, we always start our show with a tailgate, and let's get going.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, once again, I think I alluded to this last week in the podcast, but I want to be able to hit it and hit it hard again. We've got another podcast out there called Reliability Radio, and I'm working with the wonderful people at reliabilityweb.com, and we are highlighting everybody that's in the reliability, asset management, and maintenance space. And I got to tell you, those individuals are passionate about it. So we're going to get some more information out there. You can go to reliabilityweb.com and find out more about those podcast. But I got to tell you, man, I'm excited. I'm excited because I get to talk to these guys. And you get to hear them. But, man, it makes you a better professional. So stay tuned.
Number two.
Now, if some of you have been listening, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that we are putting out a series called The Industrial Dojo, and it's specific to industrial leaders. We're building that industrial leader, and we're going point by point by point. They are just 5 to 6 minute podcasts on a daily basis, because I know that you are very busy, and I want to make sure that we get these things out so that you have something really tactical to use on your in your business daily interaction with people. But nonetheless, Industrial Dojo, you can find it out there in industrialtalk.com. I got a YouTube channel. I've got LinkedIn. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook. So it's out there. If you're not listening to it, I just ask that you do, because it's a, I think they're pretty good, but I try to make it fast. So nonetheless, let's get this show on the road. Okay, I'm going to shift over to the stat card here. This gentleman, I had the pleasure of meeting at IMC 2017, and he is with Jacobs, and it's funny about him because he is, every time I turn around, he's got a different title. It started out as Deputy Director, and you'll see, hear it in the interview, and then we correct it, and it's a Director of Asset Management, and now I'm looking at a stat card on LinkedIn, which he is out there. That's Robert Poche, P-O-C-H-E. Now he's a vice president and director. He is just climbing up that corporate ladder in asset management with Jacobs. But I got to tell you, man, that I haven't had any real, I mean, I really enjoy having those interviews with the Jacob people, because, man, I'll tell you, they're very passionate. They like what they do, and they're nice. They're just really nice people. I haven't come across somebody that's not nice at Jacobs, so maybe that's a, that's a indicative of the culture there. But I know that they're nimble. I know that they're passionate. And I think that you're going to enjoy this interview with Robert Poche. So let's do it. Let's stop wasting time. Let's get going. Hey, Robert, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and definitely this conference, because it's got a lot going on.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about Robert is that he was a part of the roundtable that we had specifically, I think it was last night, about millennials and creating an environment that is appealing to. It was a good conversation, so I'll be wrapping that one up too. And he did provide some valuable insight and all that good stuff. Now, Robert, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and what you're all about.
Sure. So I'm Robert Poche with Jacobs, director of our asset management group. I have an electrical engineering degree from Tulane University.
We won't hold that against you.
Been working for Jacobs for approximately 8 years. So my background is operations and maintenance execution. Before that, I worked in design and construction. My previous role prior to what I'm doing now was running an operations and maintenance contract for one of our NASA manufacturing facilities. So, you know, currently lead a group where we're, you know, essentially trying to bridge the gap several different fronts, from a reliability-centered design, deploying those concepts, supporting our various contracts, NASA, DOD, commercial operations.
How did you get involved? I mean, I'm a young guy. No, I'm not young. That's a lie. There are young guys out there that and young people out there that are looking for a career path. And how did you just find yourself in an asset management role and made that decision? Because you're all of maybe 35-ish, and you've got yourself an important role. How did you come across that?
So, you know, having worked on the front end from a design and construction execution perspective, I really kind of stumbled into a maintenance role. And then, you know, from there kind of grew and recognized there was more to life than just maintenance. So how can we deploy reliability? How could we bring reliability in the equation and truly look for the value proposition? And that's when I learned really what asset management was. So, you know, at that point, I realized, you know, there's a lot of lessons learned from the front end that we can deploy in the execution phase and vice versa. So, you know, having stumbled into it, recognized it was really a true passion of mine and something where I could really shape and add value, and recognize there's a lot of opportunities to improve in that space.
Is Jacob I'm looking at your name and you got a CMRP. That's certified something and something and something. What's CMRP mean?
So Certified Maintenance Reliability Professional. Also have a Certified Reliability Leader.
Oh, you are with.
I need to update my card.
You do, because that's an acronym that's missing from this particular card. But it is what it is. But you're able to tell everybody. So
it spurs the conversation, Scott.
It does. It extends. It extends. Now, Jacobs, have they been, as a company, they've embraced RCM? And you have strategic partners with CMMS firms. Now, Jacobs is Jacobs Global, right? I mean,
correct.
They're everywhere, and they got a gazillion people.
That's right.
And I think what the value proposition, correct me if I'm wrong, is that from really soup to nuts, if I'm an industry manufacturer and I'm looking to get into this particular, making sure that I optimize my assets, and from design to implementation into sustaining, Jacobs does it all. Is that correct?
That's correct. So one of the things that differentiates Jacobs is the fact that, you know, we're present in all aspects of the life cycle, and we perform those services well. So for example, we can not only develop your asset management strategy, but we can execute it as well. And really kind of looking across the industry, a lot of times there's a gap on one side of the fence. Either the strategy is well defined, but it's not well executed, or you're executing some things really well, but you don't really have that overall plan. So it's a little bit of a shotgun approach.
Now, I know that Jacobs does provide labor, maintenance, labor, and all that good stuff, and operates facilities. Do you also provide, let's say I'm designing, I'm doing everything I can and creating that plan and creating that solution, and be able to, let's say the firm or the company has its own resources, to be able to hand it off to as well? Do you guys do that? And you don't have to have the soup to nuts solution. You can do soup and then give the nuts over to the company, right?
Absolutely. And so I would say that we tailor our solution to the specific needs. You know, you mentioned a labor provider, so we don't look at ourselves as a labor provider.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I mean, we certainly
people provider or
well, so we're a solutions provider.
Solutions and sometimes provider.
That does involve labor, but what we don't want to be is essentially a body shop. We want to deliver the brains behind the operation. You know, one of the phrases we use quite a bit is we like to bring engineering solutions to maintenance.
So But the ideal, I mean, and your card says aerospace and technology, and but I know Jacobs from a company perspective, and you're pretty much in everything. And this application, this, do you have compadres that are also asset management in different spaces within Jacobs?
Certainly we do, Scott. We have what we call our asset management community practice. And what we do is we connect the thought leaders across the various industries. And, you know, that's everything.
Within Jacobs.
Within Jacobs. Yep. And what we do is we kind of connect the dots. We meet regularly. We have biweekly calls where we share best practices. It's also a way to facilitate the exchange of resources to get the A players or the subject matter experts for a particular problem engaged on a particular with a particular customer.
So the value proposition that I see, the real nut here is that you are able to learn from the other industry professionals within the different spaces, right? And eventually just continue. So Jacobs as a whole, unlike maybe some other companies that are really niche specific, you pretty much draw from the full spectrum, right? You do utility work and you're chemical and petrochemical and all of that stuff, as well as aerospace and so on, right?
Is that correct?
That's correct. Because that would be a real interesting. So, as a company, and I'm looking to do this, and I manufacture widgets or whatever it might be, and I don't know. I know that I want to do this, but I don't know how to do that, one, and who to contact, two, and when I contact that individual, am I getting the right service, insight, solutions? And what I hear you saying is Jacobs can do that.
That's correct.
With leading experts within the reliability space.
That's correct. So you know, while domain knowledge for a particular industry is important, there's a lot of commonalities. So to bring somebody that's worked in the aerospace world and bring them over to, let's say, water or manufacturing, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. There's a lot of traits that are very translatable, and then we have those experts in the spaces. So when you couple the two together, you have a very powerful solution.
Are you getting some? And these are the challenges, you know, the pain points. The we understand specifically from a reliability perspective, there's that adoption. There are companies that just, wow, this is the most fantastic thing since sliced bread, and we're gonna sit there and adopt it and embrace it, and we're gonna do everything it takes to do it. But then there are other companies that say, well, I read about it on the internet, and it looks like something that I need to consider. And then there are various, you know, things in between. Do you find an increased interest in adopting these solutions?
Absolutely. And so one of the conversation starters and one of the very appealing things, so just about everybody you talk to is worried about money. So when you look at the cost savings possibility, and you can cut your operational cost by 40%, and we have demonstrated.
Over what period of time?
It varies. But I can give you examples where we've cut it over 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's, you know, understanding where they currently are, where they want to go, and kind of bridging a gap to get there. And it's a lot more, it's more than cost savings, but that's a conversation starter. And when you start showing examples, and we have a history of long-term demonstrated performance. So when you show those examples where you get 40 plus percent cost savings coupled with increased availability or however you measure value. So you have your different industries that measure value in a different way. So it's availability in a manufacturing environment, it's ability to produce your product. So when you can show an increase in the value and a lower cost, it's very appealing. And so it's a very good conversation starter. And really from there, there's a lot of questions about how you do that. And that's where we started.
So
our journey.
Here I am. I say, yeah, Jacobs is the right company. And you told me about all the cost savings that I would realize plus 40% over 5 to 7 years possibly. And there are other values to doing something like this. How does Jacobs take a proactive role in achieving the objectives of 40% plus over 5 to 7 years? And if you see a deviation from that. How do you manage that? Because you're going to say that. He said, hey, here's an example of 40% over 5 to 7 years. And then we're going to say, yeah, that's great. You know what I'm thinking as an owner? I want to see that 40% over 5 to 7 years, and I want to be able to track on that. Do you guys manage that too as well?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that is certainly, you know, what you described when you're not and knowing what to do when you're not achieving it. Or, you know, as you embark on this journey, there's certainly going to be things that don't work as well as you intended. So having the ability to recognize that, adjust, own up to the fact that certain things are just coming in, knowing that certain things aren't going to work, and having that open mindset and being able to adjust and adapt is really kind of what sets us apart. The other aspect is, you know, we talk about these kind of cost savings. It's the ability to recognize the current state of the organization. And again, the principles we're talking about, they're not new concepts. RCM has been around for 40 plus years. And others have applied them successfully, and others have attempted to apply them and really not applied them successfully. So it's really the ability to recognize the current state, develop that specific plan to get to the desired state and hold to the execution. And that involves marrying not only the technical piece of it, but the cultural, managing the cultural aspect of it. And truthfully, the cultural aspect is the hard part. So developing that asset management strategy is important. And there's a lot of folks that do it well, but actually translating that into execution, we find there's a huge gap.
All right. We're talking to Robert Poche. He's with Jacobs. He's a deputy director, which is a pretty impressive title for anybody, definitely. We're going to take a break. Stick to the Industrial Talk, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, attention, let's get out your calendars right now. We've got a couple of events that we have got to highlight. And these events are brought to you by the wonderful people at Reliability Web. So the first one is July 17th through July 19th, and that is in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is a training workshop, and it's called Asset Condition Management Training Symposium. Because I live near New Orleans, you know I'm going to be there. So I want you to be there so I can meet you most definitely. The second one is Maximo World. That's Maximo World. That's August 7th through the 9th. And that's Lake Buena Vista, you know, that's Orlando area. And if you have any interest whatsoever in knowing more about Maximo, the services that it can provide, and the tool that it is, Maximo, I highly recommend that you go to Maximo World. Now, the reality is that you have any interest whatsoever in, let's say, reliability, asset management, as well as maintenance, ReliabilityWeb.com has an event for you. As I look through their calendar and their schedule, they're just jammed all year with training, meet in the reliability space. So if those don't work out for you, I guarantee you can find one. But I highly recommend that you connect with reliabilityweb.com for all things reliable. I'm going to be there. I want to see you there too as well. Have a wonderful day. All right, we're back at the IMC 2017 conference put on by Reliability Web. It's a, once again, fantastic conference, and we get to talk to wonderful people. And I've got to make a correction because it was brought to my attention that Robert Poche, certified MRP, is a director of asset management, and his card says deputy. And it's a correction, and we're going to make a correction on that. So he's a director. He's a bigwig now. So anyway, hey, we were talking specifically about that 40%, and when we were off the air briefly, I said I'd like to be able to really start diving a little deeper into that 40%, because me as a business owner, if you came to me and said, hey, we're going to save you, this is sort of what we see based off of our analysis, you're going to achieve a certain percentage of reduction based off of whatever we announce. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Now I'm going to say, okay, great. And it's going to be over a period of time. Tell me how you ensure that I, Jacobs, that I, company owner, achieve those targets and what you do and what systems that you use as a result of that.
So one of the most important things is to establish our performance metrics and how are we going to measure success. And, you know, that really starts, and we have some, there's not a cookie cutter set of metrics. There are certainly some things that we think are very important that are common across the different industries. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure the metrics that we establish are, one, they're transparent and real. They're not manipulated to achieve to show a desired result. They're actually representative of what's really going on.
And me as a business owner will say, yes, I give you a thumbs up. I agree with those metrics.
Correct.
Right.
And it's really a partner relationship. You know, it's not us developing those in a vacuum and coming to you and saying, this is it. It's us working together, you as a business owner, working together to agree that this is what adds value to you and this is how we're going to go about doing it.
And a part of that, establishing the metrics of the performance metrics, you're gonna meet with me on a regular basis saying, okay, here we are. We're tracking the right way or not the right way. Are there any systems that you currently use that that help with that insight into my performance?
There certainly are. So, you know, certainly from an EAM, CMMS perspective, we have experience with a multitude of systems.
EAM.
Enterprise Asset Management.
Okay, gotcha.
So Maximo,
yep.
SAP.
But I thought that was CMMS.
So a CMMS is generally a work order management system. Mm-hmm. Enterprise Asset Management system is a whole lot more than that.
Yep.
It's giving you access to the data to make decisions more effectively. We have what we call our Jacobs Connected Enterprise, and with that, we're leveraging technology, right? So it's not locked into a specific system. It's understanding that different clients have different needs and looking for opportunities to bring the best solution. So we talked about some CMMSs. Certainly, we have experience in other connected facilities, some data analytics. And then, you know, there's other things like cybersecurity concerns that you as a business owner would have. So we want to make sure we're protecting your data as well. So Jacobs Connected Enterprise is kind of a culmination of that best value solution and what fits your needs. And, you know, as a reliability provider, you know, we don't own the software in most cases. We're bringing our knowledge and our experience and saying, hey, Scott, as a business owner, what's the best fit for you? And we make recommendations, different recommendations for different scenarios based on our past experience, what's worked, what hasn't, for different needs.
And so through this analysis as a business owner, through this analysis, you come up with a recommendation and then you come up with the performance metrics, and then you implement the systems according to your recommendations that are placed before me and any of the targets that are associated with that. That's all great and dandy, and that's exactly what would be, and I know it runs the gambit from small to large to short to long or whatever. What is your typical implementation time? And when I say implementation time, from analysis to implementation of the solutions to sort of that ongoing business operations and adjusting. You got to adjust because you're not going to hit it right off the bat. What is sort of the general timeline if I came to you and said, yep, got this business, got all this stuff, I get you all the information, what do we do?
So, you know, it varies, and I would counter that question by saying that we're on a journey, and we essentially, we don't ever get there, and we're never satisfied with where we are, and there's always room for opportunity. So, you know, when we think we're there, we need to recalibrate, set the bar a little bit higher. You know, that involves staying on top of leading edge technologies, continuing to expand and open our aperture and recognize that, you know, there's constantly new technology solutions and looking how we can integrate that into our process. And notice that integrate that into our process. So they're not standalone. It's not about shiny objects. The product in and of itself is not going to add value. It's how do we integrate those into our process the process we've established. And it may require adjusting our processes, but it's institutionalizing that and making it to where it's truly adding value.
Let me ask you, we're going to shift gears, and I like that. Being a young individual that you are, professional, top of his game, got more to go, but it's all good. Let's talk about the future. In the asset business and the market itself, where do you see things going? And, you know, put your Jacobs hat on, where and don't. don't divulge any confidential whatever conversations, but just sort of in general, where do you see this stuff going specifically for a Jacobs and the solutions that you provide?
Well, certainly we're committed to the technology aspect. How do we integrate IoT, condition monitoring? That, it's evident by looking at the speakers in the conference. I think something about like 30% of the speakers at least had a title of IoT or IOCM.
Yeah.
And so, it's certainly the rave.
What's IOCM?
It was Internet of Condition Monitoring.
I had to look it up. Yeah, I did too. And I did. Okay.
Well, IOCM. It's on the agenda.
IOCM. It's almost close to YMCA, but we're not going to say that. Anyway, go ahead.
We like to come up with new acronyms.
Right. And okay, continue. Sorry.
So certainly Jacobs has a commitment, and we recognize that is the future. And, whether we like it or not, that's the way the world is moving to connected solutions. So, we want to be leading edge and figure out how to translate that into value. Because what's going to happen is the world's moving that way, and some people are going to figure it out and some people aren't. And it's not, it's not about just deploying the technology. It's about figuring out how to integrate that into your process and make it real, make it add value to you. Otherwise, it'll be like the many people that have attempted to implement RCM or use RCM principles to implement an effective program, right, and they say it doesn't work. Well, no, it's not the application. It's the CMMS is another good example. I've heard, well, Maximo's not any good. Well, I like Maximo. We use it quite a bit. Maximo's a great product. Certainly there are installations of Maximo that, are customized, heavily customized, that are essentially not delivering what you need them to deliver. It's not the product. It's how you determine, how you decided to deploy them, or right, how you decided to use the data in it to make decisions.
To do that, and what's interesting, Jacobs is a big company. Got a lot of people, got a lot of things. You have to be somewhat nimble. To be able to continuously to say, hey, we want to be at the cutting edge, you got to be nimble too. Is that a quality of Jacobs and being nimble and very receptive to the changes that take place?
We certainly are. So, it gets back to our relationships with our customers, recognizing that there's not a cookie cutter solution, that we need to focus on their needs. And as far as staying cutting edge, we have labs set up where we have a data analytics lab where we're working to define and understand from a partner perspective whose product work well in what application, so that we can try it out on ourselves before we work with our customers, right? And we have some that work that we've successfully deployed, and how can we learn from that and continue to stay at the forefront of the technology? And, we have other labs, cybersecurity, software integration, and others. So that's one of the ways we stay cutting edge.
So where do you see this? I mean, we're getting a lot of interesting information out of this particular conference, which is great, by the way. Where do you see Jacobs and just sort of future, growing the practice, or where do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we continue as a company to evolve every day. We certainly want to grow the practice. And again, the biggest opportunity for me is leveraging our existing work. So where we're currently performing design and construction, how can we grow that piece of the business? How can we get them to understand that Jacobs is a whole lot more than that little piece that they're used to seeing, right?
So, absolutely.
So, and I had quite a few conversations this week or these past couple days around what Jacobs really does. Hey,
that's exactly right.
I didn't know Jacobs did that. So it's pretty powerful.
So it's a messaging too.
Absolutely.
You got to get it out there just because, true, Jacobs services historically have been those traditional, industrial-based type of solutions.
At least that was the perception.
And that is. And it is. It's without a doubt. And you do the EPC stuff. And that's what you guys did. And this is good stuff. This is good information. So it's a lot more. So that's fantastic. Now, the reliability side, I'm going to digress here a little bit. Outside of the asset management, you brought up the point of what else do you guys do? What shed a little light on that.
So to go into a little bit of detail, we have operate contracts where, you know, we essentially, I like to describe it as we act as a surrogate asset owner. So we're making all the decisions, life cycle decisions for our assets from, you know, when to invest in infrastructure to go actually, you know, make those upgrades to down to work management, maintenance, reliability, engineering, predictive testing and inspection, and all the way through asset retirement. And so being able to, you know, make those best value decisions in every aspect of that life cycle. And again, so, you know, it's not a one size fits all. We certainly, there are certain places where we do pieces and parts of that. And there are certain places where we provide that whole suite of services.
Now, we talked briefly last night about the attraction of, I think, the industrial space as a whole. And what's the company, Jacob, doing to really attract that young talent to encourage, to incentivize the backfill of people who are retiring and moving on and all that good stuff?
So I think we're doing several things. You know, one is we're looking at how we market ourselves. You know, you can go on LinkedIn and you can see a whole lot more about Jacobs than you could in the past. YouTube videos. You know, we have both internal and external marketing videos, podcasts like we're doing right now. You know, how can we get the message out? You know, recognizing that. You know, a traditional website may not be the best marketing tool for young folks, young professionals. You know, in universities, we're doing a lot of work. We're partnering with universities. We're teaching maintenance and reliability classes at universities. UT Knoxville, for example, University of Wisconsin, Mississippi State. And so we're working to, again, get exposure. And some of those are through the university to industry. But by having that partnership, it allows us to go target young talent. You know, we're also trying to, you know, and I think this is what Reliability Web, what IMC is promoting. It's really kind of changing the image, you know, separating the maintenance and the reliability and recognizing that it's really two separate things. You know, when you talk maintenance, it may not be that attractive. You know, things break, right. You have right. to fix them.
Right.
When you start talking reliability, you're talking more about the value you can provide. How do you keep things, defect elimination? How do we design out the failure modes? And so you start talking about things that resonate. And you know, when you start talking about saving 40% dollars,
yeah.
You know, that's attractive. You get, it's a business conversation as well, right?
It is. Well, very good. Hey, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We're going to we're talking with our friend Robert Poche, Director of Asset Management with Jacobs. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right. Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk podcast. Really appreciate the time that Robert Poche has taken out of his busy schedule here at the conference, which is fantastic. By the way, they had great food last night.
Great food.
It was pretty doggone good. I'm looking forward to the food tonight.
I am.
It's exciting, man.
It's very exciting.
You live for the food, man. You being from Louisiana, you know how that is. It's all
Absolutely.
About the food.
It's all about the food. if you don't like it, it's not cooked right.
Yes. I want that bumper sticker. I'll put that meme out there. What the heck, man? Anyway, so we spoke a lot of things about the great value that Jacobs can bring to an organization from beginning to end, soup to nuts, from a reliability point of view, all fantastic stuff. Now, if I'm a business owner and I want to know more about Jacobs, how can I get a hold of you?
So you can certainly email me, shoot me an email, robert.w.poche@jacobs.com. Look me up on LinkedIn. Shoot me a message.
Easily found on LinkedIn? Because there's not too many Robert Poches out there.
I've never looked for myself, Scott. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to have to try that out. Okay, so you're out there, Robert Poche.
Certainly go to Jacobs.com. Or, you know, we're a Reliability Leadership Institute partner. So, you know, a lot of people know Terrence O'Hanlon and can work through Terrence.
Oh, wow.
He'll put you in touch. He better put him in touch.
That's a notice out to Terrence that you better. It gets a little violence here, man. Okay, well, thank you very much. I know that you're busy and you got to run off, and there's a lot going on. Thank you very much, Robert, for your time. thank you for representing Jacob so well, because that's a great company. I didn't know that much about them, but now I do, because you're amazing.
Thank you, Scott, for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for sticking with the Industrial Talk Podcast. Have a wonderful day.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, let's put another one in the can. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Robert Poche. Incredible professional, passionate about reliability, passionate about asset management. He's with Jacobs, and you know what? He's an all-around great guy, so reach out to him. He's out there on LinkedIn. He's pretty active, so no reason why you can't. And you'll enjoy the conversation. So nonetheless, thank you to all who follow the Industrial Talk Podcast. I will continue to produce the content that is really specific to you and making you the best industrial professional I could possibly help you with. Now, a couple of things. You know, I'm out there in industrialtalk.com. I've got LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, Facebook. All of those things are out there. So get the latest and greatest and download Robert's podcast. It's a great conversation. And once again, I want to say thank you also to those fine people at Reliability Web. I am so honored to be able to be associated with them. And kicking off the Reliability Radio podcast because, well, the reliability space is so big, it needed its own podcast. So thank you again. Have a wonderful day and be safe. Okay? Thank you.